you that you have seen what the Lord has been doing there in Cambodia. And please continue to pray for us that the Lord will keep us in good health, that we would not be sidelined by any physical infirmities. Please pray that we will have the wisdom of the Lord in decisions we need to make, and also that we will be provided for the various needs of the ministry that we have there in Cambodia. And at this time, I would like to invite your attention to please open your Bibles with me to the book of Mark, chapter 10. Mark, chapter 10, we're going to read from verse 7 all the way to verse 22. We're going to look at the story about somebody who had the opportunity to become part of the Lord's team in becoming an instrument to be able to reach other people, to let other people know about the goodness, the love, and the grace of God. But unfortunately, he rejected that opportunity. Let me read from Mark chapter 10, verse 17 to 22. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. I thank you, Lord, for Heritage Baptist Church, for their faithful partnership with us in the work there in Cambodia. I pray, Lord, that you continue to bless them. Bless everyone in attendance today. I pray that as we have opened your word, that your Holy Spirit will open our hearts also to receive whatever you have laid in store for us this morning. And especially, Lord, I pray that may your grace be upon us, that we would always say yes to whatever you are calling us, whatever you are commanding us to do. And Lord, we pray that may you get honor and glory from your study of your word today. Accomplish your will, for this is what we desire, and we ask it only in Jesus' name. Amen. As we have looked into here, here is a story of a man who came running to the Lord Jesus Christ. He seemed to be excited. He seemed to be happy that he has this opportunity to come face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him for something that is very, very important. That is how to have eternal life. If we look here, the Lord Jesus Christ was more than willing to give him the answer to what he is requesting, and he was more than willing to give him more. However, this man, for many, many reasons, and we're going to look at some of them here, he said no to the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not know how many times you have had the opportunity to do something for the honor and glory of God, but we just refused it. We said no to the Lord Jesus. This is the third Sunday of the year 2018, and I believe that a new year ought to give us that opportunity, and we thank the Lord for that. If we look back into the year 2017, how many times have we said no to the Lord Jesus Christ? There would be some regrets. I hope that as we have felt that regret, that this year 2018, we will resolve never to say no to the Lord Jesus Christ. So, we ask the question, why would somebody say no to the Lord Jesus? There are several reasons why this man said no to the Lord Jesus. One reason why this man said no to the Lord Jesus is because of the lies that he has entertained about the Lord Jesus Christ and many other things. First lie that this man entertained was that he presumed that Jesus Christ was only a human being. He came to the Lord Jesus Christ addressing Him, "Good Master." When the Lord Jesus Christ heard this address from this man, the Lord already knew what this man thought about Him. And so the Lord, who always responds to people according to their needs, not according to their personal desires, He said, "Why callest thou Me good? There is none good but one, and that is God." What the Lord Jesus Christ was trying to make this man realize was this: to get rid of his presumption that Jesus Christ was only man, he needs to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is God. That's why he said, "Why callest thou Me good? There is none good and except one, that is God." The Lord wants this man to acknowledge that He is God in the flesh. But this man would not acknowledge that. He entertained the lie that Jesus Christ was mere human. Friends, if Jesus Christ is mere human, we do not have to come to a gathering like this. But because He is divine, because He is God, then there is a necessity for us to come to a gathering like this. However, before coming to a gathering like this, we need to acknowledge that He is God, He is the Lord, and He is the only one who can save us. Without acknowledging that Jesus Christ is God, to refuse that He is God, then we are also refusing the power in Him to save. He has the power to save because He is God. And this man entertained whoever he was listening to. He was listening to the wrong crowd. And it was unfortunate, it is a tragedy, that even when he was face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ, he still refused to believe that Jesus Christ is God. Another thing that, another lie that this man has entertained was that he thought that he can gain eternal life by his own merits. He came to the Lord and he said, "Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? What shall I do?" There was emphasis on what he can do. It is wrong for us to presume that we can do so much or do whatever to gain eternal life. Because eternal life is not something we gain by our own efforts. Eternal life has been purchased by the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and by His resurrection. And it becomes the possession of those who would accept Him as their Lord and Savior. That is the only way any one of us can be saved. But this man, he thought, "What must I do?" All of the religions of the world teach a doctrine of what men could do so that perhaps they could have eternal life. But it only goes thus far, perhaps. Because in the end of it, at the end of it all will be futile, all will be failure. The only sure way for anyone to be saved is for them to put their faith on what Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross of Calvary. This man entertained the lie that he can obtain eternal life by his own doings. If you are here today, please do not believe whatever people are saying you, that you can gain eternal life by any other means. The only means for you and I to obtain or to possess eternal life is if we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, acknowledging our sinfulness and believing in His holiness, that such holiness and righteousness would be placed upon us as a covering for our sins if we claim Him as our Savior. This man said no to the Lord Jesus Christ because he entertained the lie that Jesus Christ is only human. He entertained the lie that he can be saved by his own merit. He also entertained the lie that what he has in terms of material things can better satisfy than the Lord Jesus Christ can. The Lord told him, he said, "Sell what you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me." He was so attached to his earthly things. I don't know what phone he owned. I don't know what car he possessed. I don't know what kind of house he lived in. I don't know the friends that he would not want to give up. But he thought that the things that he possessed in this life could give him better satisfaction than the Lord Jesus Christ gave. But the very second he turned his back on the Lord Jesus Christ, he realized that all of these things could not give him satisfaction, yet he would not repent and come to the Lord Jesus Christ to answer that craving in his heart for something that only God, only the Lord Jesus Christ can fill. So this man said no to the Lord Jesus Christ because he entertained so many lies in his life. Not only this man entertained so many lies, he also was not paying attention to the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. He ignored the love of God. Look with me at verse 21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. We all know that this is the Gospel of Mark, right? Are we in the Gospel of Mark? Yes. Mark was not one of the original apostles. Okay. So where did Mark get his materials in writing the Gospel? Of course, we know that it was by divine revelation. But a human instrument that was helpful in Mark putting up the Gospel together was the Apostle Peter. So most probably, this narrative was related by Peter to Mark. When Peter was relating this story to Mark, and Mark was writing it down, Mark made sure to write this: Jesus, beholding him, loved him. How did Mark know that Jesus loved this man who came with all kinds of fallacies in his mind to the Lord Jesus Christ? How did Mark know that? Because Peter told him. And how did Peter know about that? I believe it was obvious to Peter while he was observing the conversation between this man and the Lord Jesus Christ. It was obvious in the face, it was obvious in the looks of the Lord Jesus Christ that the Lord Jesus Christ loved this man. While it was obvious to outside observers that the Lord loved this man was ignoring that love. Many times, we go out there, we are filled with problems, we are confronted with all kinds of confusions, and we say, nobody loves me. Before you say nobody loves you, I want you to know that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. Before you even realize that there is the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a Heavenly Father, the Lord already loved you. Before you even became conscious of your sinfulness and the kind of person you are, the Bible tells us God so loved the world. Before the foundations of the world, God has already said that one day in time, Jesus Christ would be born to manifest the love of God so that He could rescue, He could redeem fallen man. It was very obvious to the observers and to the gospel writers that the Lord loved this man. But this man, some way, somehow, was not paying attention, was ignoring the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that when you wake up as we are alive today, I hope we recognize that as God's expression of love for us. That He keeps us alive so that we will have opportunity to know Him and know Him more and to be able to serve Him. I know that many of us have varied problems, difficulties, but even in the midst of all of this, I hope that we see God's love being expressed to us from a greeting from a friend, from a prayer, through the prayers of our friends, from the things that the Lord provides us, from the provisions, from the opportunities that we have. All of these are expressions of God's love. In this man's life, He dared to say no to the Lord Jesus Christ because he entertained so many lies about the Lord Jesus Christ, about himself, and about the things he possessed. And also, he was ignoring the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another reason why this man said no to the Lord Jesus Christ was he was unwilling to acknowledge a certain lack in his life. Verse 21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. You do not have to be deficient in many, many things in order to lose your soul. Because you and I, if we have not yet trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, we were born sinners, and if we have not yet trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, we are already condemned because of our being sinners. We don't have to be murderers. We don't have to be terrorists. We don't have to be rapists. We don't have to be people who are deceiving other people. By nature, we are sinners. And because of the nature of sin, we have already been condemned. And the only escape is to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said, one thing thou lackest. What was that lack? The lack in this man was he was not willing to believe in Jesus. He was not willing to take Jesus' word to be the guide and the rule for his life. When he came to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord knew the thoughts that he had. When the Lord said, thou knowest the commandments, he immediately said, I know those. I have been doing that. I have been keeping all of those commandments from my youth up to this point. Since childhood, I have done all of those. He was actually bragging that if anyone is saved, if anyone could be saved by the commandments, then perhaps he's already saved. The Lord knew that. And so the Lord said, okay, if you do those things, here's one thing you need to do. Believe me. Trust that if you don't have anything else but you have me, you have more than enough. And the answer was, no. He said, no. That is the lack. Many of us are willing to trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we have done that. Good, wonderful. Praise be to God. But in other areas of life, not only in salvation, we need to show that we trust the Lord Jesus Christ for our provision, for our protection, for wisdom and guidance, for help in all kinds of activities or ministries we are engaged in. We need to show that we trust the Lord Jesus Christ. This man was not willing to entrust his life, his entire life, his future into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Lord said, one thing thou lackest. This man entertained all kinds of lies. And so he said no to the Lord Jesus Christ. He ignored the love of God. And so he said no to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was unwilling to acknowledge a very serious deficiency in his life. That is, he was grossly deficient in faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he said no to the Lord Jesus Christ. What happened? What happened? Because this man said no to the Lord Jesus Christ, what happened to him? He has incurred so much losses. Let me say this. He has incurred so much losses. Incurred meaning to say this happened to him by his own choice. It was the losses that he obtained or he had were not inflicted by other people. Some losses could be inflicted by other people, but the loss that this man had were all self-inflicted, solely and mainly because he said no to the Lord Jesus Christ. What did this man lose for saying no to the Lord Jesus Christ? First, he lost his soul. He came to the Lord Jesus Christ seeking eternal life. It is wonderful because he came to the right person with the right petition. But what does our Bible say? He was sad at that saying and went away grieved. He lost his soul. He was excited. He was running. He even came and bowed down before the Lord Jesus Christ. But because he believed in lies, he ignored the love, and unwilling to acknowledge the lack in his life, he said no to the Lord Jesus, and because of that, he lost his soul. Not only did this man lose his soul, he lost the opportunity to follow Jesus. What was the Lord Jesus Christ's invitation to him? He said, take up the cross and follow me. We know there were 12 apostles. And for the apostles, Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, and Nathaniel, we know that they were all personally invited by the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe the others were also personally invited, but we do not have a record of some of them. We have a record of Matthew being called by the Lord Jesus Christ personally. But here is a person who was given a personal invitation by the Lord Jesus Christ to become a follower. I don't know who the present Prime Minister of Singapore right now, but in the U.S. there's Trump, in the Philippines there's Duterte. Say Mr. Trump would send me a text message and say, Mike, I want you to join my team. I would not ask how much would my pay will be, as long as it will not interfere in my ministry activities. I would probably say, sure, why not? I might write my supporting churches and say, I'm taking a sabbatical of 6 months. I'm not going to tell them that I'm going to be working with Trump for those 6 months. Because, hey, it's an... How many people get text messages like that? But here, it was not a text message. It was a personal, come on, follow me, from the Lord Jesus. And he said, no. I mean, there's a guy in that group named Judas who betrayed the Lord eventually. But he followed the Lord Jesus Christ for a while. And here he is. The Lord said, follow me. When you say no to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will, of course, not become a Christian. And if you will not be a Christian, then first, you don't have the assurance of eternal life. And you will never ever have the experience of having the pleasure of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why it's good to be a pastor, it's good to be a missionary. I never thought that I will be traveling to countries like Singapore because I'm a missionary. It just happened. The first time we were coming to Singapore, it was Pastor Doug Worley. We met him in Cebu. And he said, Brother Valdez, why don't you bring your family through Singapore? And I said, yes sir, we'll consider that. I gave him my contact number. During those times, I did not yet have an email address. He sends an email address to Pastor Gary Phillips. And he said, Brother Phillips, I am inviting Brother Mike Valdez to come to Singapore for 6 weeks. I have already scheduled places for him to preach. And we are going to provide a place for him to stay. We would like him to visit our churches and perhaps encourage. We are praying that he would and that he will be a blessing. So my pastor called me to his office and he said, Mike, you see this? I said, yes, sir. So what do you think? I said, sir, I have been running all over the Philippine Islands for the last 9 months, preaching here and there. In 9 months, I have preached in 113 churches. Some of these churches, 113 churches, I have visited 4 times in 9 months. And I said, sir, I don't like to go there. And he said, Brother Mike, the brethren in Singapore, they don't have missionaries. They want to support missionaries. And who knows, they might be able to help you with more financial support. And I told him, Pastor, I have been preaching for financial support for the last 9 months. You tell me I'm going to Singapore to preach for financial support again. It was good. Brother Bob Phillips was there, the older Phillips. He said, Mike, you sit down. I sat down. He said, you listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Have you taken care of your wife and your kids while you were on deputation? And I look at him, sir, and said, sir, I tried my best to be obedient to the Lord and to you. I took care of Daisy and the kids even when I was busy on deputations. I said, okay. Here's what I can tell you. He said, go to Singapore. Just say it is vacation with some preaching. And so I said, whoo, I like that. Vacation with some preaching. That's why we came here. I never thought that we will have something like this. And then other places other than Singapore. Because solely we are trying to follow the Lord Jesus. I am glad we said yes. And we came through here and we went to Cambodia. And the Lord has done all that what we have seen in that video. You will lose that opportunity of becoming a follower of the Lord Jesus if you say no to Him. What else do you lose? You lose the opportunity of becoming a blessing to other people. The Lord said, sell what you have, give it to the poor. Right there, He could be a blessing to many people. But what is He saying? He was so selfish, He would not want to use what He had so that others could experience the goodness of the Lord through Him. We have a children's home. In a children's home, we have 53 children. We dress them. We provide basic health services if necessary. We send them to school and we teach them God's Word. Two of the children that were brought up in our children's home are now preachers. It is a wonderful, wonderful blessing that we can be part in someone else's life knowing the Lord Jesus. But this man said, no, I'm not going to follow you, because he is not willing to follow the Lord Jesus. He lost his soul. He lost the opportunity to follow Jesus. He lost the opportunity for his life to become instrumental for other people to be blessed. What else did he lose? He lost the potential of having both heavenly and earthly riches. Earthly riches he already had. Again, let me say this. Jesus always ministers to people's conditions, people's need. This man was so attached to his earthly goods, earthly riches, and so the Lord said, get rid of all the earthly riches. He did not say this. He did not say that if you get rid of all of that, I'm not saying that you become poor. I'm not saying that, okay? Because I'm not the one to say that. It would be the Lord to say that to you if it is His desire. But for this particular man, it was the Lord's desire that he would use whatever material resources he had so that other people be blessed. But look with me down at verse 29. It's still the same story. Verse 29. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake, and the gospels. Verse 30. But he shall receive an hundredfold. Look there at that one word. He shall receive an hundredfold now. In this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. Some people think that if you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be poor for the rest of your life. Perhaps you will have to go through some difficulties, but poor or rich, we all know that only what God puts in our hearts that gives true satisfaction. It's not what we have on the exterior. It is what we have in the interior that really matters. Because at the end of it all, when we say goodbye to this world, the only thing we can bring with us is what we have in the interior. Not the one in the exterior.
So this man lost the potential of enjoying both heavenly riches and earthly riches as well. Another thing that this man lost for saying no to the Lord Jesus was that he lost the opportunity to lead his family to the Lord Jesus. In all probability, I believe that this man come from an unsaved Jewish family. A family who, like in the first gospel, first chapter of John, the Bible says he came to his own and his own received him not. They were supposed to trust Jesus Christ, to acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Messiah, but they said no. So here he is. He've heard all kinds of talk about the Lord Jesus. He had the opportunity to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he came running. He bowed before Jesus Christ and said, "Good Master, what must I do to be to inherit eternal life?" And the Lord told him, but he would say no. If he had said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ, he would have been a saved man, a transformed man. And when he gets home, he will tell his mom, "Mom, I have eternal life. Dad, I have eternal life." If he was a father, he would say, "Children, you listen to me. I have met Jesus and he has given me eternal life. I want you to have that eternal life as well." But because he said no, he lost that opportunity to tell his household about Jesus. And finally, because he said no to the Lord Jesus Christ, he lost his soul. He lost the opportunity to follow Jesus. He lost the opportunity to become a blessing to others. He lost the potential of having both heavenly and earthly riches at the same time. He lost the opportunity to lead his family to Jesus and lost the enjoyment of true joy in the Lord. How many people came to the Lord Jesus Christ and left sad? Only those who were unwilling to acknowledge that He is Lord and Savior. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. I don't know what failures we've had in the past year. But I hope that learning from what this man has experienced, that we would be wise to say yes to every opportunity that the Lord Jesus Christ calls us or tells us to do something for Him. I know you cannot do much, or you cannot do anything. You're not supposed to do anything for your salvation except to trust Jesus Christ. And if you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I hope you will say to Him, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you wherever you lead me." Perhaps follow you in the waters of baptism. Perhaps follow you to be an evangelist here in this country. Somebody to share the gospel in your household and to other people. Perhaps follow him to be a missionary. I hope in Cambodia or somewhere else. God bless us all.